Hi, this is Chris Watkin, and I'm with Paul Long, Superstar Estate Agent, and he's going to tell us how Facebook has doubled the number of free valuations in less than 18 months. Paul, talk to me.
Video.
Yeah, video, not video itself, but how Facebook advertising and video as an objective can drive traffic and business to you. Yeah. Talk to me.
So Facebook loves video. It has for quite a while. And the great thing about video is that you can obviously do video very quickly, put it on Facebook, and if it's set up correctly, you can see some great results at very low cost. We've seen, you know, video views at 0.01p, you know, that's how low it can go. And on average, if we're putting, you know, if we're putting, say, for example, £5 in it, we're probably seeing about 1,500 views, you know, local views, that is.
And these are what? 3 second views or proper views?
They are 3 second views, but you can break it down even further. That is easy to do. That's reach, actually. Sorry, that's reach. It's not the views. So it's getting out to 1,500 people on reach. But you can then break down your figures to look at how many people who have looked at 10 seconds, you know, or percentage wise, a lot longer, 50%, etc. You can look at that data. So the content is important, as always with video.
Yes.
The great thing about video is that you can build audiences from the video, and that's based on how much people watch.
So what? So you can basically target people who've watched what more than say 50% of your video.
Yeah.
You can then target them different types of videos because you know damn well they're interested.
Yeah, put it this way, if you've got a 3 minute video that's all about tenancy agreements and how a landlord should, you know...
Sorry, switching off there.
Well, this is it. If someone's watched 50%, there's a good damn chance that
they're
a landlord.
Yes.
You know, if it's a lengthy video.
So actually, the boring videos could actually net you some landlords.
They can do. We try and make them as interesting as possible, so we still do use specific videos which are...
That's a really... I didn't think of that one. Bloody hell. Produce really boring videos. Not many people will end up watching it all the way through, but at least you can target them.
Mm. It's about content that only investors and analysts would watch.
Yes.
And if someone's watched 50%, then there's a hell of a good chance that they're a landlord investor, or think of it a landlord investor, and then you can retarget everyone who's watched 50%.
What about resi sales? What type of videos are you chucking out with those?
So we've got properties that are coming on, so I've just hit the market with our sales manager involved in front of the camera.
In front of the camera? Not just a few photos moving around with a voiceover in the back?
No, so the idea is having our sales manager in front of the cameras so that people can get to know, like...
So what, a proper video crew and lights, I'm assuming?
No, very, very simple. So just a camera phone, selfie stick or tripod, and then it's just a minute video standing outside the property just saying that this property's come to the market, the great features about it. If you're interested, let us know. And then following on, obviously, there's pictures of the property.
Good stuff. Paul, how did you teach yourself video?
I did teach myself, but I did also watch a lot of the land and farming videos and then obviously went away, took the key elements out of those and then taught myself.
Okay, so do you use a professional camera?
No, it's just a phone. So the camera on the phone.
Okay, microphone?
No.
Selfie stick?
Yeah.
So basically it's cost you what? A fiver?
Yeah.
It's
not a lot. Yeah, selfie stick is probably the only cost. We're very simple on the editing of the videos as well. You know, they're edited slightly.
Yes.
But we're not throwing loads of graphics into the videos.
That's right.
We're trying to make it...
The content is the most important thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we have tested also plenty of graphics, you know, chopping and changing the video a lot, but we found that certain things work better than others.
One thing which I know you told me is a lot of people are watching video on without the sound on. Have you got any tips for the guys out there on to how to make people actually watch it.
Yeah, definitely. The first 3 seconds are the most important for your Facebook advert. So when you're scrolling through the news feed, you've got to have a thumb stopper. You know, you've got 3 seconds before someone will just go past your post. So you've got to make it relevant to them. And the only graphic we have a bit of movement within the first 3 seconds where we have the name of the road, and the key bit is the town, the name.
Very much so. Make sure you put the name of your town in there. That's really important. Yeah. You don't need any logos or any fluff or anything. And if you are going to put your logo, put it at the end, wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. Our logo's at the end. There's nothing else after that. We know that when people look through the newsfeed, they're looking at the images. They'll look at the image first, and then if they like the look of the image, they'll then look at the ad copy above, so the text above. And that's a game where you want to put your local town name in.
Very much so. I can't stress the importance, guys, that when you're doing videos or anything to do with becoming the local property expert, everything must have the name of your town in it, because that's the thing that, oh, I live there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just generic mush.
Yeah.
And I can't be doing it. So, let's come back to the video itself.
Yeah.
Tony is standing outside the property and basically said, this house has come on the market.
Yeah, he's doing it in a way, though, that he's pointing out the benefits of the property and the location.
I've seen them. He's not salesy.
No, I think that's the key thing. There's no mention of, call us for a valuation or anything about the company. It's about this great property's come, why he likes it, and the benefits of the property. And then have a look at the photographs if you want to have a look. But what I will say is that the targeting is important. You know, we're not just throwing that out to everyone who lives in a certain radius of that property.
Right, go on.
We're trying to make that video relevant, and we're putting it out to people that have been on Rightmove, been on Supla, been on Prime Location.
What? So on Facebook, you can actually target people who live in Sidcup who've been on Rightmove in the last 30 days?
You can, under interests, you can target people who've been on Rightmove. You know, if you go on Rightmove and Zoopla, there's actually a pixel, Facebook pixel, on those two websites. And what do you think Facebook is doing with all that data? It's not ignoring it.
No.
It's using it. Anyone who's mentioned Rightmove or Zoopla in their messenger, when they've typed messages to their friends, Facebook's reading that. If they've liked posts or comments on posts which have come from Facebook or Zoopla, so agents might have put their properties on Rightmove, it's looking for people like that.
Wow.
So you're hitting people.
I didn't realise it could be that targeted. Yeah. I just thought it was 30-year-olds to 40-year-olds in Sidcup.
No, it goes that far. And if you make it as relevant as possible, Facebook will reward you. It will put your copy out to thousands of people at lower cost.
So what you're saying is you've almost got to put the work in with Facebook, and it will reward you with cheaper adverts.
It will, and it's important. The key thing is the advert is relevant to the audience.
So it comes back to what we said in a previous video, where you've got to create great content, which is relevant and interesting, put your name and so talking about properties that come on the market, and then targeting it to people who it will be more relevant, and Facebook, it will reward you with putting it out there a lot more for a lot less.
Yeah.
Sounds too good to be true. But you've got to put the work in.
Yeah.
Does it sound like awfully hard work, though, Paul?
It is initially to learn, but obviously I'm happy to teach anyone. But the key thing is, once you've done it a few times, it's quite repetitive. So, and also the nice thing about Facebook is when you're setting up ads, it remembers how you set up adverts, and it'll put suggestions in front of you which you've done previously, so you can get through things quite quickly.
I mean, there's plenty of geeks out there in estate agents and lettings land that can teach themselves, but I know for a fact, especially the estate agents watching this, is that they just love doing the deal. They don't like to get down to the nitty gritty. Do you offer a service where you can do this for people?
I offer a service where my personal feeling is that I think we are all marketers.
We're marketers first who happen to be estate and letting agents.
Exactly. And I think it would be, that's my personal feeling, is I think it'd be wrong to just take this away from agents.
Are you teaching them to fish, not fish for them?
Yeah, so...
What's that, like an online course where you can just buy it, or a bit different?
Bit more involved. So I try and, on a weekly basis, have a training call with anyone who wants to work with me. So we were once a week over the phone and shared screen, look at the latest Facebook techniques, but most importantly, we will build campaigns together.
Why do you do that? Because surely running your estate agency is important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I enjoy teaching people. I do enjoy it. And I was very frustrated when I first got involved with Facebook, and I remember how that felt. It is a platform that can be very confusing. It throws a lot at you, and it took me, you know, a good couple of years to really understand it.
How does it make you feel when you make a difference to an estate and letting agents? With
yeah.
How does it make you feel?
It makes you feel extremely good. And that's why I enjoy doing it. You know, when you see the results come in and that they say, you know, you've done a great job, you really should go forward on this, you know, further. And it feels really good.
I mean, have you got any stories that you could share with the guys out there about people you've helped? Not necessarily, I don't need to mention any names.
Yeah, we've got one lady I'm working with. She's obviously with the, for example, you know, we go back to the online valuation tool, you know. There's been a lot of people saying that it could cost, you know, £5-10 a lead, you know, which is absolutely ridiculous. And she had had campaigns put out which weren't bringing anything in.
Because you can spend some serious money on Facebook campaigns to drive people to an automated valuation or ValPower model.
Yeah, if you don't know how to read the data, you don't know when to stop it, because every campaign comes to an end. But a lot of people overrun them, or, you know, that they burn through the audience, which means that everyone's seen it 3 or 4 times, they don't want to see it anymore.
Yep.
And if you don't know where to look for this data, you can easily end up just spending money, and people are saying they don't want to see the advert. So with this lady, we ran an objective called a conversion objective, which is another objective, but in a nutshell, it goes out and it looks for people most likely to fill in online valuation forms. And we brought the cost down there. It's running just over £1 a lead now.
Not bad.
And she's had nearly 100 leads in about, you know, a couple of weeks. So, it's ongoing. And this literally is going to be every day she'll see online valuations. And she said, it's great. We've got leads. We've got something to get our teeth into.
So before you, she was spending hundreds of pounds driving people to ValPower and no one was filling their things in. And now, she for £1 a pop, she's actually getting people filling the stuff
regularly
in
every day. Yeah, and
it must have changed her life.
Well, hopefully it will. Yeah, it's a couple of weeks.
Well, let's be honest, with ValPower and other AVM models, they are quite early in the process, and I think a lot of agents forget that. You've got to nurture them, but at least they're in at the top. That's the hard part, isn't it?
It is. Well, once you're getting that constant flow of new people being introduced to your company, you can then take them through the journey of getting to know, like, and trust you with the retail option.
Good. There you go. We learn something every day. Thank you very much, Paul.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thanks. Thank you.